This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Quarter till nine, Tommy Tucker, WWL. If you've listened for these decades, you know that I am very concerned about education because that is the key, I think, to fixing a lot of the problems that we have in society. And that starts at a very early age, and as a result of that, that has also ramifications for the economy in general as it relates to parents. And I'm going to invite Madeline Karst-Batson to join us now, Research and Policy Director for Louisiana Policy Institute of Children, to join us because she can explain it a lot better than I just tried to. How are you doing, Madeline?
Hi, good morning. I'm doing fine. Thank you.
I got to tell you, and I hope this is not inappropriate, but I've never seen that name before, and I think it's a beautiful name, Madeline.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Named after my dad, named Matt. So,
well, there you go. That's awesome. I think that's great. Did you know any other kids named Madeline?
Not spelled for sure. Not spelled the way I spelled it, but
that's great. And a great way to honor your dad as well. Let's talk about dads and moms and cost and availability of child care in Louisiana about this new survey. What does it say, Madeline?
Yeah, well, thank you for having us to share. We are really pleased to be able to release our report once again. You know, we started surveying parents across Louisiana starting in 2020 to really kind of understand what the impacts of COVID were. And then we realized that childcare is an issue for families inside or outside of COVID. So we have continued to try to capture, you know, what parents are trying to navigate as they consider having kids, trying to be in the workforce, and what are the decisions they're making and where are the pressure points for them. And so what we found this year, and really what we found every year, is that the majority of parents who have children under five in Louisiana are working or attending school full time and outside of their home.
I don't want to lose that, Madeline. That number again? Say it again.
Sure. Most of them, 80% actually, of our respondents who are parents with children under five, say that they are working full time or in school for full time outside of their homes. And so what that means is that, you know, if most of our parents are working full-time outside the home, that means their kids who are under five, understanding they can't watch themselves, mm-hmm. are going somewhere. And so what we found is that while majority of the parents have their children under five in child care centers or center-based learning environments, they still are really struggling with being able to afford that child care while trying to work and provide for their families. And so that's really why we titled the report the way we did. It's called Caught in the Middle. It's because what we really found in our research is that that's how parents are feeling. We've even heard from parents saying in the report that, or in the survey, they shared with us that, you know, they quit their jobs to have their child and to care for them when they were infants. They had always planned to go back to work, but that was a year ago that they had their kid and they realized, oh, I can't afford child care, so I can't go back to work, even though that might be something that's important for them and their families. So That's really the gist of what we found. There's a lot underneath, but wanted to give you a chance to respond to that so far.
Well, I'll tell you this, just being honest, as I try to always be, having been blessed, my kid's 28 now, but having been blessed to have a family member that was loved and trusted to watch over the kid was a blessing. And I think a lot of people that have that don't quite understand the challenges that parents that don't have that are facing. Agree?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Correct. Yes. And we did find that. I mean, we pulled any parent in the state with kids under five, even parents who themselves stay at home to watch their kids. But we did find that the majority of people who responded, which we had over 3,400 respondents across the state. And so we really do feel like we got a snapshot, at least, of what's going on. And the top options for care were a child care center. Their child, is eligible for a pre-K seat in an elementary setting, so like in a K-12 setting, but like in a pre-K-4 program. Or they're in a family child care provider space where, maybe that's a neighbor who has a small child care business out of their home. But the majority of people are not relying on their family, friends, and neighbors to have care, which tells us that that option isn't available for them. You know, what's interesting, too, is that when we looked at, okay, so you're having a hard time affording child care, over half of our respondents said that. When we look at our highest income brackets, which is up to $150,000 for the family income, we are still seeing that there's difficulty with affording care.
Give me that number again, please, Madeline.
Sure. Parents making up to $150,000 indicated that they struggled to afford child care. But at the same time, over half of our respondents said they have to have child care in order to go to work.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up there when we come back, because if you're making up to $150,000 and you're struggling to afford it, you can only imagine what parents that are making $60,000 are going through, or $30,000 or what have you. So there's also, when we come back, we'll talk about it. One thing is paying for child care and being affordable. The other is it being available, because, again, I was blessed. We were blessed to have a family member that you trusted, but how many of these places, how are they regulated? How many are available? Is it daycare? Is it babysitting? Is there any early education going on? It's a very complicated problem, I think, a very serious problem with some long-term effects, because this to me is like planting a seed, and you can either plant I'm not trying to get wax philosophic here, Madeline, but you can either plant a weed or you can plant a flower, right? And one of the two is going to come up. We'll pick it up there when we come back. Our guest is Madeline Karst-Batson, Research and Policy Director for Louisiana Policy Institute for Children, talking about the affordability and availability of child care. Tell me on the Okunard Jeweler Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870, if you would, please. If you have a young child in your family, or under five, or maybe parent or grandparent or friend's neighbor, how do they take care of the child? I'd like to know. 852 traffic now, WWL. 8:58 now, just a couple of minutes left with Madeline Karst-Batson, Research Policy Institute for the Louisiana Policy Institute of Children. I think maybe, Madeline, you're going to have to come back, because we don't have really enough time to cover this, because I think it's I think it's a very important thing. Somebody texted in, me and my wife have a 2-year-old, soon to be 3-year-old. Lucky enough to have my father works from home, able to watch him every day. Now there's soon to be 3 trying to enroll in a private school, could take every dollar that we have. Talk about, if you will, in the time that we have left, Madeline, how do you fix this? Is it about affordability, availability, both?
It is a little bit of both. We do know that our quality rating system for our child care centers is top 20 actually in the nation for its validity. And so we know that when child care centers are ranked as high quality, that they actually are, which means that, you know, centers are wanting to care for more kids, but with the high expense that it is, a lot of families just can't afford it unless they have access to some sort of subsidy. And that really means what it boils down to is that we really need state, federal, and local governments to find ways to invest in childcare so that we can have the Child Care Assistance Program, which is one of our subsidy programs, able to take more parents so that they can, you know, not have to wonder if they have to go to work or send their child to child care or if they're going to put food on their table even. Some of our respondents talked about that they're worried about being able to afford other basic expenses because child care costs so much. And so we know that the centers are out there. They served a lot of kids during COVID. And so we know that the capacity is there. We just really need more families to get access to assistance in order to be able to really fuel our workforce, fuel our economy, and then put their kids in a high-quality center where they are learning.
Yeah, I would like you to
prepared for kindergarten.
Come back and spend an hour because this leads to that, leads to that, leads to that, leads to that. Thank you, Madeline Karst-Batson, Research Policy Director, Louisiana Policy Institute of Children. We'll come back, talk about name, image, and likeness, and where all that mess stands. Tommy Tucker, WWL.